I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Redacted.
Hello, Redactors and Omies. Welcome to a little special episode of Redacted Radio.
I like that you're assuming Omies are just going to listen in.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
I am Goose and I'm with Tez. How are you, Tez?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Nice.
We do that every week.
Pretty much. What are we doing today?
Today, we're bringing something different. We're 3 weeks old and we're going off script.
That's it. Yeah. Changing it up. Jumping the shark. But what are we doing this week? I was going to do a little chop up. I haven't done it yet. We're recording this before it. We're going to do a little chop up of the community call that we had a few days ago.
The market's been a bit red.
And a bit dreary.
People are a bit anxious.
Yeah.
It's easy to lose sight of the greater picture and the long-term prospects of what we're doing at both Redacted and I guess at OHM as well.
Yeah.
We had a really fantastic community call this week. We had a guest from the Olympus DAO, Jason, come over.
He just kind of jumped in, didn't he?
Yeah, he was good. He made the best intro.
Yeah.
He just came in and was like, yo.
What's up? Yeah.
Good energy from him.
Yeah. I mean, you had a good intro as well when you got up on stage.
Oh, man. So what happened there was I was listening in. It was at the very start of the call. My wife was leaving to go to work and I was very focused on the call and I didn't realize I was not muted on the stage. Everyone was quiet and she was really in my face to say goodbye. And so I just kind of frustratingly grabbed her face and said, I love you so much. And everyone laughed.
To an audience of hundreds.
Yeah, there was like 300 in the audience.
Nice.
And I think they all liked it. I got some love back in the chat.
Yeah. Is that still following you around? Are people still like, hey, Goose, love you?
A little bit, not so much.
No, it's died down. It'll come back. We're bringing it back.
Oh, no.
I thought it'd be cool just to do like a chop up. I think Jason was very well spoken. I thought there was a lot of really good points covered.
It was great. He almost unpromptedly just gave a full bull case for Redacted's future and OHM's future and how together they're going to create this new financial system.
Yeah, and I think it's nice to listen to. I think he was very well spoken and I think it kind of can just help you maybe reset, recalibrate and just kind of get your eyes back on the horizon a bit, you know?
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Let's do it.
Redacted.
Do we want to get Jason up here?
Let's go! Let's go. Hi, friends. I'm just bopping around from community call to community calls because today's market has been absolutely wonderful and beautiful. So hopefully some people got some entry-level positions into Redacted. I guess I can represent Olympus in some questions if people have it. I think people are kind of misunderstanding what Redacted's vision and focus is in comparison to other, let's say forks, right? But like forks is like a broad term and it's mostly because people compare it to the Olympus mechanics, but people are constantly innovating upon this. You know, Sammy and I have had long conversations about his different views on it and how he can change it and kind of use it in a unique way that can bring value to Redacted, but also bring value to the holders and what Redacted is ultimately going to do and kind of be within the ecosystem. And honestly, I needed to get into Redacted sooner rather than later. I kind of shot myself in the foot by missing the auction or whatever. And so I've like always just been watching the Redacted price literally every single day since. And Magnus, I asked Magnus to like ping me whenever it's low because sometimes I'm so busy with Olympus. So he like pinged me one time when it was at 1800 or whatever. But like long term, like Redacted is, there's just like an insane amount of potential and we're working so closely together with Redacted. And I say we as in Olympus. Ultimately, the power that one butterfly is going to have is going to be immense, right? If you look at Sam, he owns, I think, like 2.5 million Convex. The way that I view Redacted in the long run is that Redacted is basically going to be the largest holders of the most significant and powerful governance tokens in all of DeFi, which is really important and people need to kind of understand the significance of them. It's not really the price of Butterfly that you should really care. It's more so about like the value and the power that Redacted in each Butterfly will eventually own because it's going to eventually get to the point where it's going to become very, very, very concentrated. Right now, the APY is very high to influence people to provide to the treasury, provide liquidity, provide these tokens, bootstrap this treasury, this fucking monster, which is already a monster, right? And then sort of carry that through, and they have like a great team, and I know some of these guys up here and we work with them. The key thing about these governance tokens is that you have to make the first assumption in DeFi that everyone operates on greed, right? Which is an interesting article that Carson from Tokamak originally released, where he kind of designed Tokamak around this. And like, that's a very interesting perspective. And so like, if you can think about that through the concept of butterfly, right? Everyone sort of relies and kind of operates on the first principle of greed. And so with Convex and Curve, for example, the ecosystem, the way it's set up is such that if you have a lot of governance, you can essentially vote for specific gauges that reward people more. And if you have a higher rewards, these deeper pockets or entities are going to basically deposit into those gauges, right? And if they deposit into those gauges, you can think of like, oh, now there's more liquidity. It's a more capital efficient. You can capture more fees. So if you imagine that, you know, you're essentially controlling liquidity within DeFi, right? And that's just Curve and Convex. And then you literally control liquidity direction with Tokamak. And then on top of that, you have the Dopex. Now they have Votamak. And like, you know, Sammy and I have been sort of having discussions around stablecoin development. So basically people can borrow against their butterfly at 0% interest and kind of go play in DeFi or do whatever they want to do, right? And then, you know, on top of that, we've been talking about like, how can we transfer more power to the token itself, right? Because Redacted is growing this monster treasury. But at the end of the day, we want people to feel that power through holding butterfly, through having the butterfly. It's the same thing if you own Convex. You know, $1 for Convex controls, I don't know, $15 of liquidity. We, you know, the ultimate goal will be that you hold one butterfly, you control X amount of tokens or X amount of liquidity, and you have this like insanely valuable asset. And Olympus's ultimate goal is to be a flat currency, right? Like that's literally the goal of OHM in the long run. And so if Olympus's goal is stability and backing and stable coins, Redacted being the governance power of it, because Olympus cannot focus all of its sort of bond capacity on these governance tokens. It just doesn't make sense, right? So that's why Lobus and Redacted kind of came to fruition, but Redacted more so is like more so intertwined. And it's been like a fantastic relationship working with these guys to really ensure success for both protocols, right? But the power, the sheer, like if people looked at Redacted's treasury and just kind of realized what's coming, it's like the other tokens that I would ever hold in a bear market are the exact ones that Redacted holds. And like every single time there's a new partnership launched, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to get more Redacted. And every time you guys announce something new, I want to buy more, but I don't have like fresh powder or whatever. But if you think long term, to circle back, Redacted will be the number one holder of Convex, basically. Redacted will be the number one holder of maybe YFEV or Dopex or Toke or whatever. The value and power within one butterfly will just be absolutely insane. But the key thing is like, and the team already knows this, right? With the V2 kind of thoughts and the discussions around policies, to really make sure that us at Olympus are making the right decisions in terms of creating a safe asset, this flat coin that's going to unpeg us and really make DeFi truly decentralized, which is important, right? We need to unpeg this global economy that's growing from the traditional like centralized economy. It needs to happen. And Olympus is that sort of key that needs to happen. And so because the cartel is so closely related to it, we can grow together, right? Such that like, even if Olympus gets to a point where we're farming Curve or Convex, I'm literally going to throw up a proposal this week after it gets reviewed by some of the team to basically take some of our farmed assets and then just fucking bond it right into Butterfly. Like we want Redacted to just get as much power as possible. And we want to be a huge holder of Butterfly. And that means if Olympus is a huge holder of Butterfly, we're never going to sell Butterfly. Like we will never sell it, which creates a price floor, which creates stability within it, right? And then other people are going to start playing with Butterfly, maybe bonding Butterfly. And then when people can borrow against their Butterfly, it reduces selling. That way you guys can go and play in DeFi or do whatever you want to do without ever having to like leave this really valuable asset. And then through the ultimate governance transference to the token, that's like the ultimate like trifecta, if you will, of value to Butterfly in the long run. So much cool shit coming down the pipeline. Right now, things are rocky, right? Because there's high volatility. The market's kind of shit right now. But if you hold Butterfly and just really realize what they're doing in the long run, it is insanely valuable. Not only for Olympus, I'm not shilling it just because that, like I have a position in Butterfly, not as much as OHM, but I wish I had more. But the idea is like, you have to realize, one, if you're bullish on all the tokens that Butterfly is holding in the treasury, you're mega bullish on Butterfly. You basically have like an index exposure, like which will be the largest treasury of these tokens anywhere in the world. I just came up here because community call, and like I love Butterfly and I love what you guys do. And I'm super fucking bullish on it, and I've always been bullish on it, and I'm like really excited to continue to work with you guys for in terms of Olympus. But think of like the one of the guys came up here in terms of stables and Ohm, like think of Ohm as like Olympus's focus is that to create that stability and bring that stability to Butterfly. And we're focusing in that direction. Think of it as more of a partnership, whereas Redacted's trying to gain that huge, massive control, right? It is the two of us working together to really, like, basically create this just monster of the largest presence, the most powerful presence within DeFi. Not so much so that it's like, we're going to, you know, I mean, you'll make a lot of money if you stick around. You just literally have to stake in 3-3 and chill, and then just basically know that like the teams that are behind these protocols are working literally 24/7 to ensure its success and the longevity, right? And we're just getting started. Like, you know, Redacted's really young. Ohm is, you know, Olympus is young, but like people see the value in it. It's, we're not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yo, Jason, we had to talk, like, I don't remember when, like a few days ago about, you know, since we were just talking about like Voting Mac and all this sort of things now, what it would look like to combine voting power between like Olympus and Redacted and sort of just the de facto, I guess you could say, dictators of governance and DeFi almost, right? Maybe we want to tell a little bit, just so we don't keep like our conversations in the dark, like some of the ideas we were talking about and what that could potentially look like, specifically like the CVX, you know, making like a DAO to DAO fund of like the CVX.
Yeah. So basically, one of the things that we're trying to, like I said, like kind of touched a little bit before, Sammy and I are trying to like noodle about, we know that there's value within DeFi when an asset has governance control. So for example, like CVX or, you know, for example, FXS, right? Like FXS, you can lock for 4 years. You know, there's always the saying that locking is for protocols, but like the value's for the day traders, right? So, you know, like you don't have to lock FXS or CVX or what have you. Olympus and Redacted will do that. I mean, Redacted will have an insane amount, right? But the idea is that one Ohm equals some basket of governance tokens and one Butterfly equals some basket of governance tokens. Like, you know, imagine, I don't know, like 50 CVX and 11 TOKE or whatever the case might be. The idea that we want to do is we want to bring about these sort of GOM Butterfly wars, essentially. And we're trying to basically figure out a way that, like, one, we can transfer some of that power of the treasury. Olympus is going to have, like, the biggest, most diverse, stable, also, like, you know, safer risk-adjusted treasuries in all of DeFi. Whereas Butterfly is basically going to have literally the, like, biggest, most powerful from a governance perspective treasury from DeFi. Not to mention the network effect and like all the people that we have conversations with in terms of like, how can we stick Butterfly and Ohm into these various different ecosystems. But the idea that we were kind of poking about was like, there's a number of different ways that we can transfer this, right? We could say, oh, well, you know, let's suppose somebody goes through incubator or they want to go through some of these protocols. Then what people can do is like, we can democratize the power and say like, oh, here's these protocols that want to leverage like Butterfly and Olympus to like start up and do whatever and TOKE or what have you, we can essentially transfer some of that power and like give it to the community, right? Like through on-chain governance, where we say, oh, like, what do you guys think? Which protocol should be given some of this power? So that's a one percentage of a potential opportunity of the treasury. The other potential of the treasury is that we can say, all right, if we find these positive extractable value to both Butterfly and Olympus, and we just say, here's the gauges that you guys can vote on. Think like FXS, right? Like if you go into FXS and you go into staking and you go into voting, you can use your VFXS to go and vote to increase the rewards of a specific gauge. Or think Votium or think Votamac, right? Like what Sammy was kind of touching on. It's the same concept, but with Ohm and Butterfly, right? And the idea is that, again, you are essentially transferring. We've basically accumulated these huge treasuries, but the problem is it's like, okay, great. Butterfly and Ohm have like this massive amount of protocol controlled value. What does that do for us, right? Like, what does that mean for like, if I hold Ohm, what can I do with that, right? Because at a certain point, APY is not going to matter. It's going to be the power that each token matters or the utility of each token. Ohm is essentially going to be this reserve currency that's going to be ubiquitous throughout DeFi. And we want Butterfly in the long term to basically represent this like huge, huge power of governance. And so we need to be able to transfer that of that treasury also to the token holder. And so we want them to go to a platform and vote and basically use their tokens to influence different rewards and gauges, and people then can go farm for them.
There was talks about this like OUSD or like Olympus launching like a stable coin or something, right? And it's come up quite a lot, like in our chats, because obviously we're much more exposed to convicts, I guess you could say, than you guys are. And obviously, like with our relationship and stuff, like it'd be good to give some insight on what Olympus-backed stablecoin would sort of look like to like the Redacted ecosystem.
So what we want to do, so there's a number of different stablecoins that are kind of launching in terms of through Olympus. We have Vault, there's also Vesta, but Vesta has like a basket of assets, including them, like they have wrapped BTC and a few other sort of like more centralized assets that we don't really care for. But there's one in particular in terms of OUSD where essentially like people will go to this protocol and then they can deposit their Geom and they can deposit their wrapped staked Butterfly and they can deposit their also wrapped staked Lobus as well. The idea is that eventually that will create OUSD and people can essentially borrow against their Redacted or their Butterfly, their Ohm and their Lobi for 0% interest. And so that's like the most bull case, right? Like if you truly believe in a product and you just have a bunch of it and you can borrow against 0%, like why would you ever sell it, right? What's the point at that point? Like you're never going to incur debt. And so it just creates this massive, massive holding, this like reduction in sell pressure essentially. And the idea is that when they're on this platform, they can then take that governance from those tokens and then vote for specific gauges in these different ecosystems. And then the idea is we then would take that stablecoin and then bond that and create basically LP pairs into various different systems. Like we have a very super close partnership with Sam from Frax. And so we're combining the concepts of Liquidy, Frax with like an AMO and Abracadabra in like one specific protocol that is centered around the Olympus ecosystem as well as the Butterfly ecosystem to maximize treasury growth essentially. And then we can play around with it in a number of different ways. Like you could do like Butterfly gauges and various different things. It just opens up this huge door because we now have this stablecoin and that stablecoin is our stablecoin. And then that can also bring value not only to Redacted, but also Olympus, right? And we've been just kind of like noodling about like how this would look or what would it look like in the long run, right? So I think, you know, IRC has also been working closely with you guys to kind of determine a lot of that as well.
It's interesting, right? Because I think a lot of people that are maybe new to Redacted weren't around in like early days when we were. One thing we have to do is increase user education, I guess like every protocol does. But, you know, I think when people think about like Ohm forks, they think about like reserve currency on X chain or something, right? Something that's supposed to eventually be able, right? Like a currency. Say that like Redacted, like Butterfly is not a reserve currency whatsoever, right? This is not, we are leveraging the concept of protocol controlled value through the Olympus mechanics to sort of accumulate this governance power. And we are not seeking to make Butterfly a currency per se. Obviously with that comes more volatility. That's why I bring up the concept of stablecoins, right? Because I think if we can create this sort of balance in our ecosystem, at least where we have as an pegged alternative to get exposure to like the Redacted ecosystem, it could be really good, right? Because obviously like today is like a weird day to talk about it because there was just a whole bunch of shit that went down. Redacted is not backed by stablecoins, right? Redacted is backed by governance power. So I think it would be really cool, like, you know, as we sort of grow and create a larger treasury, with a larger treasury comes larger swings. We create this like stable alternative so that for people who want to like buy into the Redacted vision can sort of like access it through a stable coin, right? And I think that's like one of the benefits we got by like working with Olympus on all of this, right? Is that, you know, we can sort of tap into all the awesome things that they're doing and leverage it for our ecosystem too.
Exactly. In the long run, right now there's a lot of volatility for Ohm, but you have to think about long-term in terms of like 3 to 5 years, because that's really what we're thinking about, right? Eventually Ohm is going to be a flat currency and Redacted will essentially be basically literally tied to it and they'll have massive exposure to it early on. So if Ohm becomes this like the ultimate safe currency that unpegs DeFi from all of centralized finance, Butterfly and Redacted, the cartel, is basically perfectly positioned in such a way that they will have like massive exposure and just have the greatest amount of stability within their treasury. Because the reality is that like the majority of stablecoins like USDT and USDC are pegged, right? And they're pegged to centralized entities. And that's not good, right? It's not ideal. So with Olympus, you know, our focus is really trying to acquire as much risk-free value as possible in such a way that like it's decentralized, they're over-collateralized, the chances of them losing their peg is very, very tiny. And so, and we take it very, very seriously, right? So, you know, there's always speculation. There's always like, you know, even Zeus said, looking back in like 2021 and kind of moving forward in 2020, there's always still a chance that like things could go in the reverse order. But the reality is Ohm and Olympus, along with Redacted, have so much momentum now. There's so much energy in the system now. Both ecosystems and both sort of protocols are perfectly positioned to basically bring as much value back to the token holders as possible. And it's always about three-threeing together, right? Like it's always about growing together. It's much easier to basically collaborate rather than have a zero-sum game. And that's what Butterfly and Olympus are constantly trying to do is like, okay, how can we work to make this as mutually beneficial as possible? Or how can we work to make sure that this adds value to both protocols and both token holders? And I think that's one of the best parts about working with you guys and Sammy in particular, even from the early days, Sammy, like when we were, you know, when you were kind of like pitching the idea or whatever, it was always like, how can I help Olympus? And like, how can it also help Butterfly, right? It's always this like dual way of that we were thinking about it. And I think, you know, through more of these assets and as Olympus has more partnerships and integrations and things like that, it'll just open up more and more doors for Butterfly holders, as well as the future Olympus economy. And then ultimately the value that can just be extracted, right? And then the value back to the token holders. It's the perfect combo in a lot of ways. Like I always just feel happy that I see this like newspaper butterfly and like an Olympus Omega symbol on my zapper or whatever. I'm just always bullish on the future of these protocols. We're just getting started. I think people forget about time domains in terms of in crypto. We're building for the long run. So you just got to kind of like sit back and relax, right? Everything's basically getting figured out. We were going to make sure that we maximize the value back to you guys and the ecosystems that's about to sort of unfold, right? But the idea is that like if Olympus achieves its vision, it's going to be fucking huge. Like it's going to be the reserve currency, the economy of DeFi. It's not, oh, we're going to be the most powerful. We're going to make money, power. Everyone's going to have to come to us. Like Olympus is an open door, right? If you like collaborate with us, the positive sum game is that much more better. Rather than being like, oh, I'm going to create another reserve currency and like fuck Olympus. It's a different reserve currency wherever. Like we literally have like a friendly fork section in one of our partnerships servers or whatever. Like they hold some of our token and then, you know, we maybe hold some of theirs depending on their treasury, right? But the relationship between the cartel and like the Olympus is so tight and so intertwined that like the opportunities are just immense, right? You have like something that has an insane amount of risk-free value that's going to forever be growing, that has more risk-averse policy management versus like a treasury that's just like, you guys are going to own all the spice. Like even when I talk to some of the smartest people that I know, the tokens that Redacted hold, they're critical for DeFi to operate. DeFi is not going to die, even if we go into a bear market, and the tokens that Redacted have are going to retain value because they're crucial, right? They're crucial for value extraction. They're crucial for operation. They're crucial for governance. And the same thing goes for Olympus. Olympus is positioning itself. It doesn't matter even if regulation knocks on the door of some cryptocurrencies. Olympus's treasury is completely shielded from that. Butterfly essentially gets that index of other values, right? The same thought process where you purchase Butterfly and one Butterfly equals a basket of assets. Redacted holding Ohm is the same concept as like Ohm is this basket of assets that contain massive risk-free value, and there's stability within that. It's really hard to like show people the long run, but there are some people that see it, right? That's why people need to stop thinking about short-term price action and think about what they hold and what it's going to be eventually.
Yeah, obviously, like I encourage all you guys to be cautious with where you put your money and stuff like that. I think it's really important, like with all the noise that happens in DeFi. But yeah, I think just to like add on to Jason's point, like it would be a lie for me to say like, what if that happened today, that's going to be the only time it happens. This is going to be a journey. Like obviously we're all going to be in it together. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, and everything we're doing as a team, everything we're doing as a DAO, you know, just looking at like all the people we have on stage here. When this project started, it was maybe two people on the stage. It was just us, right? And the community is growing crazy. It's growing really sustainably. I like how we have no moon boys in here, rotators, all that sort of stuff. I like how we're all focused on the end goal, right? It's a very ambitious goal, but I think the trajectory we're heading and the way we're executing on things, we can get there, right? So that's like the only thing I'll add on to what Jason said. We're keeping everyone like way over. We're only supposed to talk about this OMLP shit, and then he talks for like an hour.
Redacted. That's certainly a way to have Jason on the podcast without having Jason on the podcast.
Yeah, I thought it was the easiest way to get him on. It was just to steal audio of him already talking.
We thought that was worth sharing again.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, for those who missed it as well, I think.
Not everyone's in the Redacted Discord.
Yeah, that's it.
So what have we got coming up next week?
Well, there is whispers of maybe a pretty special guest coming on.
Yeah.
Is that right, Goose?
Yeah, that's it. We had to agree to come on the podcast, which is very exciting.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. And that's it. I mean, I keep promising this Curve Wars episode. We'll get there. I haven't forgotten about it. I really want to do another educational one. But yeah, that one is still coming as well. I just want to keep pointing that out because I keep promising it. I'm just like teasing that one.
kick the can down the road.
Yeah, kick the curve can down the road.
That should be good because I'm excited to learn more about it too.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you all next week.
Yeah. Catch you next week.
I love you all so much.